You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Lance Werner has carved out quite the career path for himself. He thought he wanted to be an FBI agent. Instead, Lance Werner became a lawyer and then a librarian. Now he's executive director of the Kent District Library. And he has just been named the top librarian in the nation by Library Journal. Lance Werner is with us now, and congratulations on becoming the very first Michigan librarian to win this honor.
Wow, thank you. It sounds strange when you say it that way, but yes, thank you. I really am just completely beside myself, and I'm so proud to represent Michigan and to kind of bring us into the national spotlight, because in my opinion, Michigan's libraries are among the best in the world, and I think it's great that everybody's kind of watching us now.
When you talk to your counterparts around Michigan, Lance Werner, what kind of conversations do y'all have? I mean, what are librarians feeling good about?
You know, Michigan librarians are really excited about digital materials that are available. They're excited about a lot of the program that we have available for pre-kindergarten kids and school-age kids, you know, even teenagers and adults. They're excited about all the new offerings that libraries have, things like bicycles and then different devices, ukuleles. They're excited about providing technology and bridging the digital divide. They're excited about having the opportunity to kind of create and forge a new path forward that is going to ensure that libraries and librarianship are viable for another 100 years. And that is an extraordinary thing to be a part of.
And what worries them? What are the challenges that Michigan librarians face?
Honestly, one of the bigger challenges that all libraries, not just in Michigan, but nationwide have to face is that we're kind of not the library of your grandparents, you know. And we love your grandparents, you know, nothing against them. But libraries are changing, and it's getting people aware of what the modern library has to offer, I think, is the biggest challenge. We are not your stereotypical libraries. We are vibrant places for the community hubs where people come to be transformed and connect with what's meaningful to them. And it's really a fantastic and exciting place, and you just have to visit your local public library to find out.
When we think that you've got a largely rural area, and yes. as you look around the state, we have big swaths of Michigan where people can't easily run to the corner library,
right.
The one down the street. And there's this sense also of this digital divide. So how can yep. libraries help bridge that for people?
Well, it's wonderful. We can not only can we provide Wi-Fi hotspots and devices and, you know, electronic databases and materials for people, we can teach people how to use them. And so that's basically what we do, and that's what it's all about. It's not only providing the actual devices and the access, but to teach people how to use it the best way. And that's kind of almost a traditional library rule, teaching people how to access something. I mean, mm-hmm. if you recall your experiences as a kid going into the library, the librarians at your school library were teaching you how to access the collection. And so librarians now are doing the exact same thing, except for we're teaching people how to use their digital devices to best access the internet, the electronic collection, and things that are out there.
The problem of illiteracy is being felt all over the state. So what steps can libraries take to improve literacy skills? What have you done in Kent County?
We have a very active summer reading program, and we have a number of early childhood reading programs, and we do a number of things for the schools. In fact, we just opened a new branch in the Kelloggsville High School. We recognize that kids that are involved in those early childhood literacy programs, those story times and baby reading times and, you know, the library's part of their family, those kids end up doing better and having stronger reading scores than their counterparts who don't come to the library. So we offer a variety of programming. We're doing everything we can to improve literacy. We also recognize that there's more than one type of literacy. So it's not just the written word that's important. I mean, there's literacy in music, there's literacy in math, there's literacy in science, and so on and so forth. And so we want to do everything we can do to buttress those areas as well. But kids that come to the library, whether they're, you know, younger than 5 years old or they're school-age kids, kids that come to the library and make the library part of their lives do better in school.
For young people thinking of a career, Lance, what's your mm-hmm. elevator sales pitch to a young person? Why should they consider being a librarian?
My strongest sales pitch would be this, and I'm so sneaky I tell the truth. You know, the library provides anybody who's interested in working in the library a platform to create new things that have a meaningful impact on people's lives. And if you're somebody who's altruistic and are interested in being a public servant and spending your life working for others, I mean, we can make those dreams come true. And in my opinion, that's the greatest gift of all.
That's great. Lance Werner, the newly named top librarian in the nation, the first from Michigan to win this honor from Library Journal. Congratulations, and thanks for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much. Thank you.